Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, back with another dose of Clarity First. Today, we're diving into a topic that's both deeply personal and incredibly powerful. Forgiveness. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of resentment, anger, or hurt? You know, the kind that weighs you down, steals your energy, and makes it hard to move forward. I get it, trust me, I've been there. But what if I told you that letting go of those burdens isn't about condoning what happened? It's about liberating yourself, freeing up space for joy, peace, and growth. Now, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or pretending like something terrible didn't happen. It's not about saying what they did was okay. It's about acknowledging the pain, understanding that holding onto it only hurts you in the long run, and choosing to release the grip it has on your heart and mind. It's a conscious decision to move forward, to break free from the shackles of anger and bitterness. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate forgiveness and let go. 1. Understand the power of forgiveness. Think of forgiveness like a superpower, but instead of shooting lasers or flying, it gives you the power to heal yourself. When you forgive someone, even if it feels impossible, you're essentially choosing to release them from your mental prison. You're freeing yourself from the shackles of anger and resentment, allowing yourself to move forward with clarity and peace. 2. Forgiveness starts with yourself. Before you can truly forgive others, you need to learn to forgive yourself. We all make mistakes, we all stumble and fall. Holding on to past regrets and self-criticism only keeps us stuck in a cycle of pain. Practice self-compassion, acknowledge your imperfections, and learn from your experiences. Remember, everyone deserves a second chance, especially you. 3. See things from different perspectives. Putting yourself in the other person's shoes can be incredibly powerful. Maybe they were going through something difficult, maybe they didn't intend to hurt you, or maybe their actions stem from fear or insecurity. Understanding their perspective doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you cultivate empathy and compassion, which are essential ingredients for forgiveness. 4. It's a process, not an event. Forgiveness isn't a light switch you flip on and off. It's a journey, a process of healing that takes time, patience, and commitment. Be kind to yourself, allow yourself to feel the emotions, and remember that each step forward is a victory. 5. Focus on your well-being. Forgiveness isn't about making things right for the other person, it's about making things right for you. Holding on to anger and resentment only poisons your own well-being. Choose to let go, choose to heal, and choose to live a life filled with peace, joy, and freedom. Picture this. You're at work, and a colleague makes a snide remark, one that cuts you deep and leaves you simmering with anger. Your first instinct is to lash out to defend yourself, or even hold on to the resentment. But what if you took a different approach? What if you used this moment as an opportunity to practice forgiveness? Instead of letting the negativity consume you, take a few deep breaths, acknowledge your feelings, and try to see things from your colleague's perspective. Maybe they're stressed, maybe they're insecure, or maybe they just had a bad day. Whatever the reason, choosing to let go of the anger doesn't mean condoning their behavior, it means protecting your own peace of mind. You can choose to respond with kindness, understanding, and even a bit of humor. By doing so, you not only diffuse the situation, but also empower yourself to rise above negativity. So remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting or excusing wrongdoings, it's about liberating yourself from the burden of anger and resentment. It's a powerful tool for personal growth, healing, and creating a more peaceful life. Start by forgiving yourself, then extend that grace to others. You got this. Head over to our social media and share your thoughts on this topic. What are some strategies that help you cultivate forgiveness? Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay focused, stay positive, and remember, you are capable of incredible things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.